Welcome to episode 497 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Everybody loves an overcomer, right? We love seeing stories of people who battled back from illness, who overcame poverty, became the first in their family to graduate from college, or achieved a seemingly impossible feat. Whether you've had numerous victories in life, the Bible says that if you are in Christ, you are an overcomer. Overcoming in God's eyes is not just about achieving goals, it's about keeping your faith in Christ and persevering through trials. It's about staying true to God, even when it's not easy.
Today's top 10 list.
10 in the Bible who overcame.
Number 1.
Joseph, the second youngest son of the patriarch Jacob. He stays true to God even through great injustice and hardship. His father's favoritism and dreams about future grandeur make him unpopular with his 10 older brothers. They sell him into slavery in Egypt. While there, he's unjustly accused, imprisoned, and seemingly forgotten. Yet after many years, his faithfulness pays off. He becomes second in command to Pharaoh, and God uses him to save his family from a severe famine.
Number 2.
The patriarch Job. Job has everything. Material possessions, a big family, comfort, and a good name. Satan asks God's permission to alter Job's good fortune. Thereafter, Job loses his children, his wealth, his livestock, his crops, his health, and even the relationship of his wife and friends. In response, we read this in Job 1 verses 20 to 21. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Job goes on to question God about his misfortune, but he does not stay there. He eventually repents and is humbled before God. And in the end, the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning.
Number 3.
Moses. Moses overcomes an Egyptian name and makes it a name of honor. Moses overcomes an Egyptian upbringing and uses it to gain access to the royal court and plead Israel's cause. Moses overcomes the temptation of the Egyptian reward and assumes the rags of poverty. Moses overcomes his own reticence and obeys the voice of God. When God calls him to lead the people out of Egypt, Moses makes excuses for why he cannot accept this assignment. Ultimately, he relents. He overcomes a stutter. He overcomes rebellious people. And God uses him to take these people to the borders of the Promised Land. Moses overcomes an anonymous grave and still lives in the Word of God and in the hearts of millions of people thousands of years after his death.
Number 4.
Gideon. Gideon is called by God and he's filled with the Spirit, both inwardly and outwardly, to defeat the enemy. When first called, he pushes back, claiming that he is the least in his father's house. But ultimately, he listens to, obeys, and acts on God's word. He tears down idols, consecrates himself to God, and shows himself willing to sacrifice his relationship with his family and with society for the sake of following God. With only 300 men, he defeats two princes and two kings, whose armies are so vast they are described in Judges 7 verse 12 to be like locusts in abundance. Their camels are so numerous that the verses say that they are without number as the sand that is on the seashore in abundance. Gideon overcomes his humble background and becomes perhaps the greatest of all of Israel's judges. Gideon overcomes because of his willingness to obey God.
Number 5.
Ruth. Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi have just lost their husbands, and Ruth could have stayed behind in her native Moab and easily found a new husband. But she refuses to abandon Naomi. In the face of an uncertain future, in an unfamiliar country, Ruth bravely follows Naomi. When they move back to Naomi's hometown of Bethlehem, Ruth goes out to the field to harvest food both for herself and her mother-in-law. By God's providence, she meets Boaz, who is her kinsman redeemer, and he takes her as his wife. She goes from gleaning in someone else's field to owning that very field. She goes from being an outsider and a Gentile to becoming the great-grandmother of King David and in the genealogy of Jesus himself.
Number 6.
David, the shepherd boy who would become king. David is anointed king of Israel and chosen by God. Yet while he is still a teenager, he is tormented by the jealous King Saul, who chases him for years trying to kill him. David grows increasingly frustrated from constant running and hiding, living in caves and surviving on whatever food his men could find or what those loyal to him would give. Many of the psalms he writes captures his cries to God and his struggles, such as Psalm 142, verses 1 to 2, which says, "I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble." And though he struggles at times with his faith, he never remains in this state for long. He concludes every psalm praising God and giving him glory. David overcomes a giant called Goliath. He overcomes battles with lions and bears. He overcomes the jealous King Saul. He overcomes treachery from within his own household. He overcomes his sin. He overcomes because of his great love for God, for his faithfulness to God, and for his willingness to repent whenever he sins.
Number 7.
Elijah. In an age of idolatry, Elijah, a Tishbite prophet, knows the true God of heaven. He is not afraid to confront the king of Israel and call him out for his sin. For 3 years, he hides from those who would kill him, first by a stream east of the Jordan River where he is fed by ravens, then with a poor widow and her son in a town called Zarephath on the Mediterranean coast. He comes out of hiding and prevails in a national contest between himself as God's representative and hundreds of false prophets of Baal and Asherah on Mount Carmel. After this triumph, however, Elijah fears the evil Queen Jezebel's vow to take his life by about this time tomorrow. He runs away and begs the Lord to take him. The Lord revives him and sends him out with a new commission. And at the end of it all, he overcomes. And the Lord takes him up into heaven in a chariot of fire.
Number 8.
Daniel. Daniel, who is from a prominent Judean family, is captured when the Chaldean empire builder Nebuchadnezzar conquers Jerusalem. He and his friends are enrolled in a 3-year program designed to inculcate them in Babylonian language, culture, fortune-telling, and magic. Although his name is changed, he remains true and faithful to God. He resists those who would have him eat and drink from the king's table. He avoids a death sentence when God reveals to him a dream that the king had and the meaning of the dream. He refuses to stop praying to God even when there is a royal decree against doing just that. And as a consequence, he spends a night in a lion's den. His witness convicts even pagan kings.
Number 9.
Peter. Only a matter of hours after Peter, one of the 12 disciples, declares that he will never deny Jesus, he denies his Lord 3 times. Thinking that he's unworthy, he returns to his old life as a fisherman. But after the resurrection, Jesus publicly restores him, and Peter ends up being one of Christianity's greatest apostles.
Number 10.
Paul. Paul is a zealous defender of the Jewish faith. He's offended by those who worship Jesus as the Son of God and receives authorization to persecute such people. En route to Damascus to do just that, he has an encounter with Jesus that changes his life. No longer a persecutor, he becomes Christianity's greatest evangelist. He himself becomes persecuted, eventually dying at the decree of the Roman emperor. And because of the grace of God, he's able to fight a good fight, finish the course, and keep the faith. Father, thank you for the examples of those in the Bible who overcame. Thank you that the power to overcome is available to us through the Holy Spirit. Give us the faith to overcome. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.